You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Week 9 edition of Drive to Survivor on The Hammer HQ, thehammer.bet for all of your sports betting needs. You a pro? You should still check it out. Recreational? We got stuff for you as well. Remember to smash the like, sub to the channel. Rob Pizzola, Cam Stewart on the line. Did we win last week? Did that actually happen?
Yeah, what game was it?
I don't remember.
Does anyone remember? I think we won because there was...
Don't you have tape? Like, can't we, like, rewind it?
NFL Week 8 results. Let's see.
It was Dallas. Wasn't it Dallas?
No, listen, if we had lost, we would have heard about the guy who bet the money line
exactly.
On the other side. And we didn't.
That's what I was about to say. I know when we lost because there's a guy on Twitter that's like, thanks, guys, for the pick. And, he posts the opposite, like, that he faded us.
Yeah. I like, those are the people on Twitter I like, even if they're, like, ripped, like, baiting us and doing stuff. He does it in a nice way instead of being a jerk. I like that.
Yeah. I don't even know who we – did we take the Eagles against the Steelers?
Might have been.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think it might have been there. Yeah.
It's gotten so sad at this point that we're such losers that we
we won last week. Hey, relax on the loser talk. Let's just keep on, like, let's finish strong.
Too many high spreads. There's a bunch of high spreads, but like you could take the Bills, you could take the Eagles.
Nope. I know what it is.
Chargers.
We talked about horses and stuff. I'm sticking to my favorite thing, cats. Two cats are playing each other this week. A Panther versus a Bengal. We'll take the Bengals.
But don't you like the Panthers on the spread?
I did, but you guys don't. I'm just saying a mid-tier game that's only 7.5. I'm not taking the Bills at 12.5. I'm not taking the Eagles at 13.5.
What about Andy Reid off the bye week?
I don't want to – Rob, I'm using your theory, known as double-digit crap, because everyone's going to be on these games if you're still alive. There's two guesses, Dolphins at 5 or Bengals.
Hmm. I mean, of those, I prefer the Bengals.
So would I. That's exactly it. What do you guys have any suggestions? Or
if you don't want to take one of the double-digit teams, it seems like everyone in the world likes the Chargers against the Falcons.
That's a dangerous game, Pat.
So
is
the Bengals. The Bengals' offense looks stunt. Yeah. Versus
you also got the Patriots against a rookie quarterback too, which has historically been a very, very good spot for them, for Belichick.
Okay. This is what we do. You two are supposed to talk and give me the pick instead of me. What's happening to the theory of the show?
Because you started off by saying, here are two cats. I'll take the Bengals. Then we had questions.
Yeah. You got very excited about the cats right off the top. Like you were.
Okay.
Right into the cats.
Okay. There, Brainiac and host. Let's go with out of these games. Bengals. Chargers. And Patriots. You talk amongst yourself and give me the best out of the three.
Can I ask, though, why we have just chosen to exclude the Chiefs?
Because the whole point of the show isn't doing it. I'm not – people are already using – I thought the whole point of this stuff was to give somebody like a mid-tier game that's
no,
a little bit
no,
risky.
No, it's to actually people. Just no, pick someone who's going to win, which we're not good at.
I think we have to have a meeting in the green room and like kind of like –
Iron out the process a little
bit.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you kind of threw the process off right away when you came out with the cats right off the top.
Okay, like, then give me the fucking Chiefs or the Bills or this is how easy it's going to be. People have used these teams.
That's true. I don't have the Chiefs been you have the Chiefs been like a really big favorite this
if
year?
If you yet? Haven't used the Chiefs by now, like it's
then you're in good shape because you get to use them this week.
I feel like flying down to Mexico and seeing you in Cabo right now.
I would show you a good time. We could go for some drinks or go to Cabo Wabo, do whatever you want to do, you know?
I like that
idea. You know, unless people use the Chiefs against the Colts in week 3, there's a very high chance that they haven't been used yet.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what, Pat? I'm going to ask you, Pat. What? Okay, if you had one game, what would you play?
Chiefs. I'd play the Eagles if you still have the Eagles, but I'd play the Chiefs.
Yeah.
There it is.
I would go Eagles, Bills, Chiefs, like in that order. But we lost the Bills. I mean, at this point, we can repeat because we've lost so many times.
I like it. That's anymore. The whole point. I like you guys and all, but I think next year for this Survivor thing, maybe we got to like.
Maybe it needs to be more competitive next year.
Well, it's that's tough. Maybe we won't lose in week one next year.
That's a good point. I think we've lost in week one, week two, week four. Yeah,
we lost a lot.
That's on you, Rob.
We tried. Well, wait. You always pin this on me as if you don't have the final decision-making power. Technically, everything is on you, Cam. You are the one that finalizes the pick.
I have an idea for the show, though. Next year, you can't take one over 7 points. That's our threshold. And that makes people, you can eliminate people. Do you guys like that idea?
Yeah, it's not bad. That's not bad. Because then if we lose, it's like, well, you didn't have to use them.
Exactly. It also takes the heat off us. Because if you're picking a 13-point favorite. Thank you, Pat. We'll go with the Kansas City Chiefs to keep things nice and simple till we change our format. Done.
You good, Rob, with that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Titans are going to they're going to try to run the ball like 108 times. I don't think it's going to work as well against the Chiefs as it did against the Texans. So, yeah, I mean, I think Chiefs at home, pretty safe bet.
Cam, do you like Rob's like festive shirt? Like you can tell that he's on vacation.
I hate to say this about Rob because I know he's an upstanding citizen. He dresses like a serial killer. Like when I watch all these shows and I know I only have 5 golf shirts, but when you see these guys in the interrogation room, Pat, the only people who wear Hawaiian shirts are fat party guys and guys with a plan, a trick up their sleeve. That's all I'm saying. But Rob wears it well. And they also do wear hats and glasses too. Like you are okay, like, if I can, go. If I out of central
all serial casting, killers wear glasses
now. No, you're the guy. No, I'm just saying on Dateline NBC and all these Chris Hansen shows, you look like a lot of the time where the guy, hello, what do I got in the bag? You know what I mean? I'm just saying you got your kit.
So I'm going golfing in Cabo on Monday. This is my golf shirt that I brought. It is when we started recording this morning was 6 a.m. my time. I got bedhead, so I put on a hat. I grabbed the only shirt that is wrinkle free.
I like the shirt. Which
is this shirt.
I like it.
And I put on my glasses because I require them to see. If this is what makes me a serial killer in your eyes, Cam, I'm sorry.
I'll tell you who's not a serial killer. People with LASIK surgery.
Oh, yes. And I guess because I have corded headphones as well, that would also make me a serial killer. That's another.
Agreed.
Everything that.
Hey, listen. I know I say a lot of stupid things on the show. I'm just saying a lot of guys that are in the interrogation room, they wear the fun Hawaiian shirts. If you're not a fat guy wearing a Hawaiian shirt, there's something going on. But you are golfing, so I can accept that. That's fine.
Okay. All right. That will do it.
I like you. No. But Rob, I don't mean it that way. I know. Like, you know what I mean?
No, it's okay. I know what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Listen, you watch a lot of crime dramas. You see stuff that sticks with you. I get it. I think you'd make a bad detective, though, because you would single out like the guy that
I disagree. I disagree.
You profile these guys before they even say anything.
I would not get tunnel vision. That's the problem with a lot of these cops. They get tunnel vision. You got to look outside the box. I might have a theory going, maybe this guy, he's off a little bit, but you know, we'll talk about that.
If I committed a murder and you were the detective and you're interviewing everyone around me, I would probably just tell them to go into I'd be like, oh, this guy, like, he won't give you a hard time if you wear a Hawaiian shirt into the interview, and then you would be onto their scent. I would be able to throw you off like that.
The thing is, Rob, you'd be very good at murder because you're meticulous in your plan. You wouldn't leave any DNA, and you would be a hard guy to catch. But you're not a murderer. You're a sports handicapper. Well, I'm just saying, Cam, you'd probably be good at it.
Cam, you might be onto something here. He just fled the country, so who knows?
Exactly. True. I don't know what he's doing in Mexico.
Well,
police force isn't as great out here as it is back home, so get away with whatever I want.
We made our Week 9 Survivor pick, yay, the Kansas City Chiefs. For Cam, for Rob, I want to remind you once again, go to thehammer.bet and subscribe to The Hammer HQ on YouTube. Smash like and sub while you're here. I'm Pat Mayo. We'll see you next week.